You might recall, depending how you good is your memory, this past summer, Sidra Bibi was an 18-year-old Pakistani girl, and she was killed, put to death, actually, on the orders of her local council elders in her town. Do you know what her crime was? She married a man of her own choosing. Last January, police arrested a Pakistani man suspected of killing his US-born 15-year-old daughter because she refused to stop posting videos on TikTok. And of course, closer to home, we've heard this past week about the release of the infamous Epstein files and exposing the dark deeds of the high and mighty of the world, and acknowledging the over 1,000 young girls and women who were affected by this. All these headlines are shocking. The United Nations estimates thousands of so-called honor killings that occur every year. And these stories are painful for us to hear, and we wonder why are we. Joseph awoke from this dream, that confused place in him that didn't understand, that wanted to play it safe, was changed into a place where he could accept this uncertainty, risk, even the ridicule of his neighbors. He would go on to save Mary's life and the infant Jesus's life, and save it again from the murderous King Herod, because he was present to the inner workings of the divine love in his life. Who is this love who promises to love us at our worst, who speaks words of daring, dares us to move beyond our wildest dreams? We know we need to know this in these remaining days before Christmas, because we live in this world of war, and where girls still have to hide from their families and they still stone them. And like Joseph, we lean into solutions that are traditional, that make sense, but God instead asks us, no, lean into scandalous love. Love that upends harmful systems. When a community treats women as property, where honor is used to justify violence, and the safe conventional choice is to stay silent, to solve things by keeping up appearances. Joseph could have protected his family's honor. He could have chosen that route, but instead, he listened to God in his dreams and protected a life, lot, two lives, more lives, and a future. God's love breaks down systems that hurts people. And this is where God chooses to find us today, at those places where our righteousness fails and our best is no longer good enough and our dreams become disturbing. In tired and cranky moments when the gaiety of the season and the lighthearted Christmas carols cannot hold back the confusion in our hearts and the pain in the world, that's where we are called to take in the leap of faith, to say yes, like Mary did, to obey the angel's voice, like Joseph did, to incarnate love, like Jesus did. So the message of this final week of Advent is clear for us, that the scandalous love of God wants us. It speaks to us through angels and dreams, through each other. God's love beckons us and invites us to risk, to love deeper, to jump further in faith, to embrace the scandalous love, however it presents itself to us in the conundrums of life, in the stretching of our spirit to believe the impossible, to dream the unimaginable, to partake in the newness of life, and in the unlikely ways it presents itself in our lives. To buck the trends, to love the unusual, to see God's hand working outside the box, and to lean fully into that kind of unbelievable, amazing love. In these final days, as we approach Christmas, let us take the time to lean into this kind of unimaginable, out-of-the-box love, bring that scandalous presence of the love wherever the angels call us to be the voice of justice and mercy and compassion, to be the heroes and the sheroes of faith, shining the light of Christ in the dark and broken places on earth, where through us, through even us, God's scandalous love can bring justice, righteousness, and peace to the men and women on this earth. Amen.